For me, my own thoughtful pauses during the day have been the same now for nearly 3 years. In October of 2011, I lost my nan, and I want to highlight that word lost as it has relevance later. Losing a loved one being something that we all share in life, and yet it is the most personal of experiences. For me, it was one of desolation. I had time to prepare, but even when you know what is coming, it makes little difference. Loss is empty, confusing, and there is no easy road out. But maybe there shouldn't be. Maybe we need to take that road as somewhere along it, which can't be measured by time, the rawness of the loss is tempered. And for me, on that road, I found my nan again and all that she was to me. There are no religious connotations intended here, more so hope for those that may be going through the loss of someone right now. As illustrated in an extract of a poem I'd like to read, entitled When Tomorrow Starts Without Me. When tomorrow starts without me, and I'm not here to see, if the sun should rise and find your eyes filled with tears for me. I wish so much that you wouldn't cry the way you did today, while thinking of the many things we didn't get to say. I know how much you love me, as much as I love you, and each time you think of me, I know you'll miss me too. So when tomorrow starts without me, don't think we're far apart, for every time you think of me, I'm right here in your heart.